Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sometimes stats will rock your world. The Mitch Holthus tandem, that is him and Matt McMullen, they do great work over there for the Kansas City Chiefs on their social and on the franchise and all sorts of Chiefs stuff. Matt McMullen sent out a tweet yesterday that says, Patrick Mahomes now owns a winning record, 27-26, in games that he trailed in the fourth quarter for his career. The next closest winning
percentage. He has 26 losses in his career?
Yeah.
That's the one that jumped out. Really? That many losses?
The next closest winning percentage among quarterbacks in league history, minimum 25 starts, is 386. So 0.386. There's a reason why I think there's a, I don't know if I want to say it's arrogance. I don't think it's necessarily the right word, but we talk about it's not cocky if you can back it up. It's not arrogance. Like Rex Ryan was saying, the Patriots were arrogant. We took that to heart. That's why we played our best against them. And then Teddy Bruschi's like, yeah, you beat us once, Rex. This is why, like, when we watch games and maybe you still have that fan that's like, man, I don't know. They're up by 10. I don't feel good about this. And it's like, Patrick Mahomes. There's a reason why he's solidified himself at number one. There's a reason why he's going to play for a three-peat. There's a reason why he's always in the AFC Championship and his record is 5-2 in those games. There's a reason why he's 17-3 in the playoffs. Because if he's behind, it's almost like he plays better. And I know that sounds egregiously weird, because in that first AFC Championship game, blanked in the first half, and then Bill Belichick got figured out by Andy and by Patrick Mahomes in that second half, and he turned into an electric player. Mm-hmm. That was one loss. The other losses in the Super Bowl where he didn't have a lot of supporting cast on the offensive line, was running for his life. You remember the stats. He ran for like, what was it, like 235 yards left and right from sideline to sideline total throughout the game, whatever the stat was. And then the other one, he was just bad in the second half against the Cincinnati Bengals. And there was other things that might have factored into why the chemistry wasn't there, why people were, you know, maybe not in the right spot, but either way, he wasn't good in that second half. We can all say that and be fair. We're not hating on Patrick Mahomes. He was not Patrick Mahomes.
He wasn't good in the first half against the Patriots either, you know?
Right. And you look at the playoff runs that they've had. Came back against Houston, came back against Tennessee, came back in San Francisco. Win, win, win. Not all of those were in the fourth quarter, but that San Francisco one was. They got the interception. What was there, 7 minutes left, and they were down 11, and the Chiefs came back and won? And Philadelphia 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, they were up. Patrick Mahomes came back. When you have that sort of mentality and you have that sort of, you know, arrival, or you have that sort of way to do it when the times get tough and everybody else thinks, okay, we're up by 10. We've heard audio before. Deebo Samuel. Nah, man, we've been here before. We've seen this. I'm not saying anything about this game being over yet. And that to me is why it's so great when this quarterback for the Chiefs went back against the wall. It's like a different persona comes out, and you watch the game, and those people that used to doubt the Chiefs and say, like, I don't know, man, game might be over. It's like, it's never over.
No, it's never over with Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback. I mean, if you think it's over and you're ahead, well, then you're going to go out there and you're probably going to ultimately lose that football game. He just has that innate ability to come back and do better than other people in those type of situations. And that's a mindset, too. It's also, I do believe a lot of it is, you know, from his dad. I mean, when you're a closer in Major League Baseball or a bullpen guy in Major League Baseball, you can't be fazed by anything. You have to basically be an unfazed type of person. You know, ask anybody who, like Wade Davis, like, I don't even know that he knew he was in a stadium 95% of the time pitching, because that's how laser focused he was at doing that job. It takes a special person, you know, in those type of situations to not focus on all the ancillary stuff that can be going on out there. That's why Joe Montana was so good. It's also part of the reason why Tom Brady was so good too. They never focused on that stuff. And I think one of the greatest Joe Montana stories to kind of relate to Patrick Mahomes and Montana doing this stuff before Mahomes did was in the Super Bowl against the Bengals. They're down and they're on their own 10-yard line with 2 minutes to go, and they need a touchdown. to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. They got 90 yards to go, and they're in the huddle, and Joe Montana's got everybody in there, and they're all looking at Joe, and Joe Montana goes, hey, look, there's John Candy in the stands. And everybody just kind of relaxed, and they went right down the field and scored the game-winning touchdown to John Taylor, and they ended up winning that Super Bowl. It's how you do that kind of stuff where you don't let that moment become too big. And Joe Montana was doing that back in 1989 at the Super Bowl. And the players on that team said it relaxed everybody. It took the tension off of everybody at that moment. I can imagine Patrick Mahomes doing that same type of thing. 3:33 to go. You're down three. Hey, man, look, there's Eric Stonestreet in the crowd. Everybody kind of laughs and chuckles. And now everybody's at ease and everybody's relaxed and everybody's going to play better because they're not tense. They're not tight. And Patrick Mahomes has the ability to give that feeling to everybody. Your quarterback gets into the huddle and says, all right, we got to go do this. Let's go. Now, all of a sudden, the tension sets in. The pressure's there. Oh, my God, this is a big moment. You have to know how to relieve that pressure. Let a little air out of your tires. Make it go a little bit smoother. And that's what Patrick Mahomes is able to do. And it's something, I don't want to say he stole that from Joe Montana, but that's three of the greats, Mahomes, Montana, and Manning, or Mahomes, Montana, and Brady. I don't think you debate that there's three greater quarterbacks. They all had that ability to make everybody relaxed around them and handle all the business.
Well, it's funny you mentioned those three names because another stat we have from Scott Casemar, an NFL writer for Pro Football Writers of America, most playoff wins when an opponent scores 29 or more points. Patrick Mahomes, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, 3. Peyton Manning, 2. Kurt Warner, 2. Hopefully those are in good climates. And then Joe Flacco, 2. Mahomes is 4-2, is the only one with a winning record in this split.
Yeah, 29 or more points given up. That means you have to score 30 or more to win in the postseason, which you're playing a postseason team, a team that's in the playoffs. Scoring 30 or more points probably shouldn't be an easy task in a game like that. And Patrick Mahomes has done it at least 4 occasions where you had to go out there and outscore your opponents. And again, he's the guy that's capable of doing that. Whatever the game situation is, Patrick Mahomes understands how to lead his team. And yes, I do believe a lot of that does come from being around that baseball clubhouse and watching Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez and, you know, guys like that do their thing on a daily basis and having that kind of get into your mind as a 5-year-old. You create those memories, you remember those type of moments, and now here you are in real life and you're using everything you learned to go out there and execute and to win football games. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is who he is because of his entire life and all the experiences that he's had in his life. He didn't just show up in Kansas City this way.
Do you think everybody knows now, or do you think everybody's still trying to find an argument to say that there's still things that he can accomplish to become, you know, this great quarterback?
Well, it's going to be interesting, I think, on Super Bowl Sunday, because for the last, I don't know, decade or so, since 2016, everybody in the Super Bowl, or every Super Bowl, has featured Mahomes or Brady, except for 2016. Or every Super Bowl since 2016 has featured either Mahomes and Brady as the quarterback in the Super Bowl, except the Rams and you know, Bengals that we had a couple of years ago. They've all been they've been in the Super Bowl every single year. And now Mahomes has the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, and Tom Brady's calling the Super Bowl. And I think a lot of the way that Patrick Mahomes is perceived after this game, let's assume they win this football game, and it's not going to be an easy game, man. I was talking to somebody yesterday about
the
this Philly thing.
Not 35-0.
I mean, and that's what that'll be the prediction, but that defensive line and offensive line for the Eagles is just atrociously big.
The next Chris Jones is coming after you.
Yeah, he is. We've got Jalen Carter guy, man. I don't want to meet
him.
He's
either going to be Chris Jones or Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
One of the two.
That guy is a beast right now. Ndamukong Suh, good for him, though, going to every team and just winning Super Bowls and cashing checks. It's brilliant. So what I was getting at is that so every Super Bowl since 2016 has featured either Brady or Mahomes at quarterback, and now they're going to be in this game together. And when the Chiefs win this game, again, assuming they win this game, I think Patrick Mahomes will be considered the greatest of all time. In my opinion, he will, because you had won 3 straight Super Bowls. But from a national standpoint, if Tom Brady anoints him as the greatest of all time on that Super Bowl broadcast, I think that goes a long, long way for the pundits to say whether or not Patrick Mahomes is the greatest. If Tom Brady says, look, he's won 3, it's something I could never do, something Joe could never do, he's past me, he's got to be considered the greatest of all time, then in my opinion, there's no more argument on who the greatest of all time is if Tom Brady gives that torch to Patrick Mahomes on national television on Super Bowl Sunday for winning 3 in a row.